to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talked to former Metro Police Lieutenant Blake Quackenbush, who will be looking at the sheriff's races at both ends of the state. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Heidi Smith, Eric Herzig, and Ernie Adler. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program former Las Vegas Metro Lieutenant Blake Quackenbush. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. You worked in narcotics for 14 years and was a detective for 9 years. Want to get your take on the sheriff's race, and just to set it up for the folks in Northern Nevada that may not be as aware of this, the race is currently between Joe Lombardo, supported by Sheriff Gillespie, and former Sheriff Bill Young, and Larry Burns, who has the support of the police union, and former Sheriff Jerry Keller. How does this play out?
It's going to be interesting, Sam. I know both these gentlemen very well. Larry was my training officer when I was a rookie officer, and Joe and I worked together in narcotics for a few years, and then he was my last assistant sheriff and my last assignment with Metro. Two vastly different leadership styles.
In what way?
Well, first of all, Joe is more of an analyst type of leader, more of a looking at numbers, detail oriented, where Larry is type of leader is more of a people person. He is a great speaker, great motivator. People just love to work for Larry.
And, you know, one of the things that's out there is that, you know, it's very difficult to be elected sheriff without the support of the police union. Would you agree with that?
I would say in the past, yes, but I think there's a growing anti-union sentiment in this country, and I see it in Clark County, especially with the economic downturn and the salaries that police officers, firefighters were earning. So I'm not necessarily, I've had this discussion with some friends, and I'm not necessarily certain that that union endorsement is actually going to help Larry. I think it may harm him, actually.
You know, it's interesting. For folks that live in Northern Nevada or in other rural counties around the state, the sheriff's office is not nearly as high profile as it is in Southern Nevada. Why is it such a high-profile race where, you know, up to $1 million on either side could be spent?
Well, probably for the fact that crime is such an issue in Southern Nevada. It's one of the always ranked by the FBI one of the most dangerous cities in the U.S., but it's something that's kind of kept on the down low as far as Las Vegas goes because of the tourism issue. Tourism is vital, obviously, to it's important to Northern Nevada, but it really is Nevada's lifeblood, Las Vegas tourism. And it's vital that it's safe, the community is safe, and you know, the citizens find it very important. So I think that's why the sheriff carries so much power in Las Vegas.
How much weight is carried by former sheriffs in this kind of situation?
In the past, I think it carries a lot. I think more for the current sheriff. The way it's always worked in Las Vegas is when the current sheriff is ready to retire, he basically you know, says this is who I endorse, and that person usually ends up winning the election as far as that goes. So as far as former sheriff goes, I know that Sheriff Keller, who was an excellent sheriff, did a great job as endorsing Larry Burns. I don't know, you know, if he is going to override Sheriff Gillespie's endorsement of Joe. You know, Sheriff Gillespie's been under fire. It's been a hard time for him over right. The last few years. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Up in Northern Nevada, you've got the race here between Sheriff Haley's candidate, which is under Sheriff Tim Kuzinek, and Highway Patrol Trooper and PIO, Chuck Allen. And it's interesting because, you know, when you've been on TV for years in a high-profile situation like a Trooper Allen has been, and the undersheriff has really, you know, I don't think most people had ever heard his name before he announced for this race. How do you see this playing out?
Well, I don't know how much experience the trooper has in managing budgets, managing people. Typically in a police organization, if you just have the rank of officer or trooper, you're not managing a budget, you're not putting together a budget, you're not managing people. And that really is what the job of the leader of an organization is. Also, there's a vast difference between a sheriff's office, a police department, and a highway patrol. Highway patrol, obviously, they are law enforcement officers, but, you know, traffic-oriented is what they do, accident investigation. Criminal investigations, which occur with sheriff's departments, police department, there's a big difference. So, you know, I'd have to see I'm not familiar with his experience or training as far as that goes, but I would probably have some concern about putting my endorsement behind someone who's never managed, been in a management position in a police department.
Does the structure, you know, because when we look at politicians, you know, you say, well, if somebody gets elected and they're terrible, well, it's going to be 2 years or 4 years and they're going to be gone, and they really can't do that much damage within that period of time. Is that the same story with a sheriff, or can you see, you know, a department being completely demoralized if the wrong person is put in that office?
Well, as far as Clark County goes, if they're elected sheriff, they have to retire as an officer or whatever position they're holding at the time, because the sheriff's an elected position, so they do retire. So they're if they lost election, it's not like they're going to go back and be a police officer, but it's very vital. I mean, as far as morale goes at Las Vegas Metro right now, it is at an all-time low, and I'm not going to blame that all on Sheriff Gillespie. Sheriff Gillespie is an excellent police, excellent sheriff. He's done a great job. He's had a large number of challenges. But those that know him know that being a motivator, a great positive leader, he's more of I rule with a hammer versus, you know, encouraging words. And that doesn't always go well as far as police union and the troops go.
Okay, and is that the reason why morale is low, or is it just the overall, you know, more cops not being passed, the county government not willing to put that money up there?
I don't think more cops has anything to do with police morale. I think that if you people in any type of business want to be treated with respect, feel that they're, you know, they're valued in the organization. I know that Sheriff Gillespie makes those speeches and says those things, but I'm not sure it's being translated that the troops at Las Vegas Metro are really buying into it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Blake Quackenbush when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Las Vegas Metro Lieutenant Blake Quackenbush. Wanted to bring up a story that just came out about a week or so ago about body armor for firefighters in Clark County. Firefighters, not police officers. Does it concern you the militarization of now firefighters to be gaining body armor? And I understand they're saying that there are times when they could be in a situation where it would be necessary. But doesn't that concern you a little bit?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Government, and they were able to come out of that incident without anybody being hurt, and it was extremely volatile, as you know. As far as people going down to help Clive and Bundy with guns and what to show a show of force, yeah, that's a right under the Constitution. Do I approve of it? Absolutely not. I think that we're just going to have to wait to see how that plays out in court. But that's what court of laws are for. That stuff is supposed to be played out in a court of law. Do I necessarily approve of the federal government from what I've read? And I can only say comment on what I've read, that they went down there with a large show of force against an elderly Nevada rancher. I can't approve of that either. I don't see the reason for it. So, but federal courts over this stuff is supposed to play out.
Are you concerned about armed groups in Nevada, or is it more people coming from the outside to Nevada?
As far as when I was an officer in Las Vegas, I never really saw that. I mean, we were aware of it. There is some of that. But, there is a growing anti-government sentiment in this country. And there has been. We were trained about it. We talked about it. But it is growing. So it is something that is going to have to be dealt with. So I do think you have to be concerned about it.
Do you think that there was a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations between the sheriff and the governor's office?
Oh, I would guess so. I would guess so. Sheriff Gillespie is not afraid to reach out to political figures, and to the best of my knowledge, has done so plenty of times in the past. So yes.
And are there people in Metro that are assigned to infiltrate organizations like this or groups like
this?
They
do have a unit at Metro that monitors these types of organizations. As far as their undercover activities, I don't have knowledge to that, and I'd probably prefer not to comment on that.
All right. Let's talk about a subject that's very troubling to everybody around this country, let alone in this state, and that's the slaying of the officers Alan Beck and Igor Soldo. Jared Miller and his wife Amanda fatally shot them before the police shot Jared Miller, and then Ms. Miller committed suicide. They were at the Bundy Ranch prior to that shooting incident. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it has no correlation as far as they were anti-government, but if you look at their history, they also voted for President Obama, who's very pro-government type thing. So they've changed their thinking. But as far as the actual shooting ambush, this isn't the first time it's happened. I mean, it happened a few years ago in the Northwest, I believe, at a coffee shop. A group of officers were shot and killed. The officers been ambushed in their car. If someone's going to ambush you, there's really nothing that you can do about that. I mean, that's the mindset that I always had. You train, you try to prepare, but if they're going to ambush you, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And maybe it did have some influence. They were down with a group of people, anti-government, talking about it. Maybe it got them fired up as far as that goes. But as far as preventing those two deaths, I don't think there was anything that could be done about it.
That's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in. Will you come back and see us?
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Do your bills continue to multiply? Does it seem as if payday is always weeks away? Well, that's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need when you need it. At CashCo, we don't do credit checks, no year-long contracts, and it's okay if you've had a prior bankruptcy or just started a new job. Write us a check today, and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have two Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with CashCo.
When you come to Washburn Carpets, you'll deal with just one person. This eliminates mistakes. When you shop carpet at the big box stores, you'll often deal with as many as five different people. This creates mistakes that cost you time, money, and aggravation. At Washburn, I'll help you choose the right carpet. Then I'll come to your home and take measurements. I'll give you one low price that includes everything. And I'll work with our installers to make sure the job is done right. This eliminates mistakes. That's not the way it works at the big box stores. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpets for less.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Heidi Smith is here, former Republican National Committee woman. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Ernie Adler, former state senator, and Eric Herzig, professor of political science at UNR. So, got a few different topics to talk about today. And this is a story that goes back to February, but we really didn't get much play on this, Eric. And this was a story that a California court had read, that, or it said rather, that drivers can read cell phone maps on their cell phones. They're not allowed to text, but they can read maps on their cell phones. Do you think there's going to be a point where we're going to have a pushback against the use of cell, in favor of the use of cell phones? I mean, in Nevada, the cops can use the cell phones while they're driving, but the public can't. Your thoughts?
Well, I think there will be a pushback, and it's one of these where if a law is ignored, then you have a problem with the law. Okay, the evidence is clear that that's distracted driving. It does lead to more accidents.
So is eating a sandwich.
I agree, but the cell phone
here, or putting on makeup, which I don't do.
The cell phone is worse because you are looking down. By the same token, there are other things that make you a distracted driver. So how far does the state go in trying to enforce this? You had groups that really pushed to get cell phone use down. It's linked to kids, so that's another reason to bring it down. So all the political factors came together to come with these laws. Will they persist? I don't know. Particularly as cars now have these maps in the car. I mean, you see the advertisements for car. We have an 64 square inch, basically television in your car.
Right.
That's distracting too.
Annie?
Well, yeah, I kind of agree with the decision to allow cell phone maps because, I mean, people for years have used regular paper maps while they're driving, so I don't really see the difference between the two. One's electronic, another one's not.
I guess it just comes down to this whole issue that, your telephone and your car now, especially the more modern cars you have, are this huge electronic center. You can do something that's hands-free, but you can't touch. It just seems that we've passed a law that is unworkable.
Well, I think that that is a problem, though, with everything being linked the way it is right now. I think they're going to have to make some exceptions, though.
Well, I'm going to tell you from a woman's point of view. The map on the TV screen is large, so you can just glance at it and glance back. The one that you hold in your hand, you have to work with. And then you have to do this to try to find where your street is. No, this doesn't work. This is about as bad as trying to put eyeliner on at the same time.
Well, now for me, you use MapQuest, one of the other ones, and the phone talks to you. So,
right.
I mean,
that's a different story when the phone talks to you.
Right, but I mean, the bottom line is that, for using that phone in Nevada for that purpose, you would still get a ticket. All right, let's move on. Some of the proposed laws.
I got the ticket, so that's why I understand it.
Don Gustafson proposing an 85, increasing the speeds on rural highways from 75 to 85. Would this not be a great benefit to the Silver State?
I would love it. I that speed anyway. Go ahead.
I don't really see this as a big change. It's just making the speed law conform to what people are actually doing in rural Nevada. I mean, if you've ever driven Highway 50 towards Ely, I mean, everybody's going 90 miles an hour. So I think he's just facing reality.
Eric, is this something that can get through the legislature?
Yes, it can get through the legislature. I think a lot of people will mirror the comments here. Hey, people are already going 85 in these areas. I would say you do have to calibrate it around population centers, but those are few and far between in the rural areas.
Yeah, to say the least. All right, so continuing on with the rural theme here, rural Nevadans are opting out of medical pot, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Do you think that they will change their minds when they see the amount of revenue that's going to be generated in the major cities?
They might. I find it more ironic that, here are these folks living out there. They don't want government control. Clive and Bundy's out there. Yeah, until you bring up a counterculture issue, and then it's like, we don't want to be involved. That's too, it doesn't make sense to me in terms of kind of libertarian values that a lot of people out there and the government officials out there claim on the one hand, but when it comes to personal behavior, then they become advocates of regulatory government.
So prostitution, yes, marijuana, no.
Yeah, I find that kind of ironic. Actually, I went to a presentation on medical marijuana in Carson City last night, and they're going to have dispensaries in Carson City, but Douglas County, I believe, has postponed theirs and Lyon and so forth, and I think it is kind of ironic. I think one of the reasons they may not have jumped on the bandwagon is they may not see themselves as making a lot of money off of it, so that it's even worth the hassle.
But if that changes, then maybe there'll be a change of mind.
Probably.
Now, were you there representing a client?
No, I was just informational.
Okay, Ms. Heidi?
I thought this was the free-for-all state, anything goes. I'm not really in favor of medical marijuana because I don't understand the difference between one or the other, recreational or medical. I know California's got a little bit of problem with they've only got this percentage of people with the doctor's orders, and they've got this many people who are using it. My only concern is I see people on the road drunk, and they scare me because I have to work around them. Now I have to work around more pot, and after that's going to be something else.
But, you know, the reality is that those people are already driving. You know, it's just not legal.
Yeah, and they may not be driving at 85.
So right. They're
slowing down.
They're much more likely to be driving at 15. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
At Bradley, Drendel, and Janae, we fight for the legal rights of our clients here in Nevada. We are also proud to partner with News 4 in recognizing the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Nevada servicemen and women stand in harm's way to fight for our freedom and the way of life we all enjoy as Americans, some giving the ultimate sacrifice to defend our great nation. At Bradley, Drendel, and Janae, we are Nevada proud, and we salute America's Armed Forces and the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
The fever is rising in Winnemucca. That's right. The 50s Fever Car Show is coming to town July 25th through the 27th. Spend the weekend. Enjoy a great show and shine, kids activities, exciting street drags, a cool poker run, burnout contest, nightly cruises, and a free concert by Rob Ely as Elvis. There's so much going on, you'll want to twist and shout. Check out the entire weekend at 50s-fever.com or call 1-800-962-2638. Winnemucca's 50s Fever event. There's no bringing this fever down.
If you're injured in an accident and you don't know what to do, we can help get you immediate medical attention.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Title Max got your money, your money, your money, your real money.
Title Max can turn your car title into real money. We're talking $1, $5, even $10,000.
Your real money.
Title Max gets you more by charging less, up to 50% less. All it takes is a car title and ID, and you're approved.
Your real money.
Bring your car title to Title Max, and you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
Title Max got your money, your real money.
Consign Furniture, the largest consignment store in Northern Nevada. So if you're looking for furniture or household items, come to Consign Furniture. And if you haven't been here, you need to check it out. Consign Furniture, you'll like our store and you'll love our prices.
On the next broadcast, digital forensic analysis. I love it. See you next time.